Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so maybe I was wrong.
No, hold on. We're going to get to this. There's a way to wrap this and have a good time with it. So, look, you heard Beanie's verbose update. And the way we started the show, I'm not going to do it again. I was driving down and listening to Doug and Scott, and they were doing God's work. I don't know how – they're just nicer than I am because I just can't do stupid. And there was so much stupid calling damn phone lines. People upset about Amon-Ra getting paid or doubting it or knocking it. You sound like the Beverly Hillbillies. That's really the problem here. You're not used to winning. You don't know what it takes. And now all of a sudden you get a guy who's shown up in town. All he's done is the work. All he's done is shut his mouth and produce, go to work every day. And Amon-Ra, for my money, is a top five wide receiver. I'm thrilled you paid him. I've been trying to tell you for months it was going to be 4 at $120 or 5 at $150. It just depended on
how long.
That was it. It was going to be Tyreek Hill's deal. So you got it. And then you follow it up. It seemed, 2 hours later, Penei Sewell, 4 at $112. Now, what does it all mean? Now, all right, beyond me knocking people who aren't smart enough to understand that this is what you do when you're a Super Bowl team, and when you get a player who reps your city the way Amon-Ra does, hey, he may get paid a hell of a lot more than you do, but he gets up and he works, and he shows up on time, on task, and he works, and he doesn't cry about it, he doesn't complain about it, and he does his business. Mm-hmm. You reward that player.
Right.
So now what does it all mean? Well, the Sewell thing means something different. I think the Sewell thing absolutely will spell the end of Taylor Decker.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to pay your right tackle $27.5 million, $28 million per. He's going to be playing the left side.
Right.
Now, I think the Amon-Ra thing, that's just business. You have a number one, you pay him. But see, what you said, you weren't wrong in saying it. Adam Schefter reporting that a deal between Goff and the Lions is not close is fascinating.
Yeah, there's no, according to Schefter, there is no deal imminent, in quotes, for Lions QB Jared Goff, despite the fact that St. Brown and Sewell have landed new deals. Per source, the Lions and Goff have spoken about the new deal this offseason, but no deal is close at this time.
It doesn't make me nervous. Let me just say that right there. It doesn't, but it's interesting. Because I think if we started this offseason, we thought Goff would be the first guy to get paid.
Right.
And he wasn't first, and now he's not second. And no, I'm not pitching this, that this is Max Scherzer turning a deal down and Cabrera getting his money is kind of an F you. No. But it's interesting, Rico. Now, they have this year, and then you do have the franchise tag. But one thing that to me is just not on the table is not paying him. Right. But it makes me wonder, where's the valuation? What is Jared asking for? Mm-hmm. And then how do the Lions see him? We talked about it. I don't see him as a guy that I'm paying Joe Burrow money. I'm not paying you $55 million a year.
Right. But you have to be careful, because with the salary cap going up, Mike, that number is it's why a lot of people didn't like the St. Brown contract. Scary number. Look too big. But here's the thing.
It's not the number. It's I don't want to redefine the market paying Jared Goff.
But the market's going to get redefined no matter what. It's not going to go backwards. So that, yes, Goff and people like that are going to make a ton of money.
I'm fine with it. I'll pay him 45. I can't get to $55 million. See, I'm not saying that's what he's asking for.
No, no. And see, I think the days of 45 left last year. Like, you would have locked him up last
year. So what do you got to pay him in your mind?
I'm thinking that you're going to be paying him the lowest amount is probably $48 million a year. You're going to be paying him close to $50 million, and you got to be okay with that, that you may see a four-year
190.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, if that's what it took, look, the fact that they're not close is just really interesting, because, again, let's say Jared views himself as a $50 million guy. If you're not close, well, that means the Lions don't view you as 45. They view you as 40.
About 40, yeah.
Or does Jared have a demand? And this is all conjecture.
Or maybe the Lions are saying, hey, what if we sign you to a 2-3 year extension and Goff may want more security?
Yeah. Well, it'll be something to monitor, that's for sure. Because we were joking, like, all right, it comes in threes. I guess Jared's getting the deal right as the draft starts.
Right.
Man, if they're not close, that means one or both of their valuations are really out of line.
It still has me perplexed, because I thought that this should have been done last year. I thought that this was going to be the first thing done as soon as the season was over, and the first person they re-signed was a kicker that they didn't even use. Okay, and now today is Christmas for all the players. They're opening it under the tree and opening up the gift. Boom, I got this deal. I got this deal. And it's like, what are you doing with Jared Goff? Because when you hear Goff talking, he sounds like he's going to be here for a long term. And, you know, he makes it seem like, you know, this is going to be close. But when you see things like this, it's like, should we just assume that he's going to be here? Now, I'm not trying to stir up the pot. I'm just saying.
This yes,
is one
you
of those,
are.
No, it's one of those, if he's going to be here.
The deflator.
Then let's just get this thing over with. Like, what is the problem?
Either he thinks he's worth too much, or they think he's not worth, or he's worth too little. Rico, that's all negotiations are.
Yeah.
And again, I know we're parsing words. It's Adam Schefter. They're not close. Now, Jared, in his podcast, where he did call the Detroit media negative, said, no, I don't talk about contracts. My agent's talking about it. I think I'm about to be here in Detroit for a very long time. Okay, well, what's changed?
Yeah.
So, look, you just keep an eye on it. But is it surprising? Yes. I'm
it
surprised
is
by that.
Or maybe this is all posturing and the Lions steal the draft and announce it tomorrow right before the draft.
248-539-9797. Let's get some of the people in the
Because you know
mix.
What? If they did that and then say we're trading out of the first round, I think people would be okay with that.
Well, people need to be okay. I mean, the idea that what? I mean, I understand you're a fan. You want to see them make a pick. But if they trade down and get 2 second-round picks, how's that bad?
Dan Campbell put it best this morning, talking with Cookies.
Yeah, we're going to play it later. One more sleep or whatever he said?
Yeah, if we trade out, you know what? One more sleep, and then we'll have 2 picks the next day. They'll be okay.
Brian is up next, 97.1. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hi, Rico. How you doing?
Good, hey, man. Brother. What's going on?
Hey, well, I had a lot of bullet points to make earlier when I was on hold, but now it's more of a conversation. I mean, I guess number one, Rico, it's not Christmas for Taylor Decker, number one. Number two,
no.
Everybody else in the town, I want everybody to think about it this way. If you're in earshot of this radio station, close your eyes and think about that first half against San Francisco. That's what we need to remember, guys. That's the feeling that we need to get to again, signing these guys. Is what we need to do as a baseline to get there. So that's my first point. Second point with regard to Jared Goff, since we're talking about it, is 50 out of the question? Is it? Because that
Are
might
you
be
asking,
the number you want. I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Mike.
No, it wouldn't be for me. No, I mean, Brian, I would understand it if that's what they had to do. Would I feel as good at 40, you know, as 45? No, but
at 47 or 47 or 48, like you guys were just talking about, what's 2 more million when the salary cap is going to go up again and
right.
again? And
well, that's
again.
Why
and
I said
for it.
That's why I said the Schefter thing. If they're, quote, not close, I don't think they're at 45 versus 50. That's all I was trying to say.
Sure. Well, at 50, you think back on Stafford signed the deal, because you guys brought that up as well. You know, we were looking at that deal, and we were out of our mind, but we weren't going to, you know, we weren't looking at that deal compared to Breeze and Brady and Manning and all these other guys. I mean, now we've got to pay Goff because, again, those other guys coming up, all these young guys, Burrow and, you know, all these other guys are going to get their money above Goff. So we got to pay them. In regard to splitting hairs on Schefter's, you know, line there, it could be a matter of close. Are they talking money or are they just talking time at this point? I mean, it could be a situation where close is just a matter of time, not necessarily the money. And,
well,
you know,
he's saying they're not close. So it could be term. It could be money. Look, Schefter's not in the business of really being provocative. So he just put it out there. And I'm like, all right, well, they're not close, you're like, I don't know. It is, Brian, my only thing I can tell you is I'm a little surprised. That's all.
Let me leave you with this last fact, and I know it's completely off topic, but finally, and if you guys have an open segment in the next 2 days, what is Patrick Kane's cryptic drop that he just posted about an hour ago about memories, but then let's go Red Wings? So it's an interesting thing. Check that out, what he just posted. You guys have a great day. Looking forward
you
to the
too,
content
babe.
The next couple of days.
Thank you very much, brother. And Rico is our resident social media guy. So go ahead. Tell me what you're looking at, and we'll get to it.
I'm trying to find it. 248-539. I can read it real quick if you want. Patrick Kane tweeted out, "Thank you, Red Wings, my teammates, coaches, and all the fans of Hockey Town, for welcoming me and my family with open arms this season. This past year gave us memories we'll never forget. The work doesn't stop. Let's go Red Wings."
I'm not going to read into that. That just seems like a nice comment.
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell you a deal's imminent, but I don't think it means he's chucking the deuces to us.
No.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. You're an adult. Don't be on social media. There's an idea.
People are overreacting wildly to that, by the way.
and I'm not, because I'm a grown man.
Yeah, because whenever you come out there and say thank you to somebody, it normally means that you're walking away. It's the full-page ad in the paper that Grant Hill did.
Kenny, show me you got a 3-year offer from somebody, and then I'll wave goodbye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, big news day. Amon Ra gets his money. Panay Sewell gets his money. And a report from Adam Schefter that the Lions and Jared Goff are not close on a contract. So you can unpack all of it. Yes, I started the show ticked off because the idiocy I heard calling Doug and Scott's show. You people owe them an apology. They're just too damn nice to hang up on you. Some of the calls are unbelievable. Oh, why'd we spend this much? He's too small. He's brittle. I mean, just open slander on Amon Ra, who, by the way, is the most Detroit athlete we have, who is the best representative of this city that we have and our mindset about things. And then, yeah, Panay Sewell getting 28 mil per, 27 and a half per, whatever it is. 4-1-12. What does it mean? I think it means the end of Taylor Decker before long. You know, what does these two deals combined mean as it relates to a Goff negotiation? Yeah, I mean, it's okay to have a little bit of conjecture on that and have some fun with it. Are we surprised you're not closer on a deal with Goff? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, it doesn't mean it won't happen or it doesn't mean it's all bad, but I think it's worth mentioning. Like, when Adam Schefter reports something, he's not Stephen A. Smith. He's not in the business of being a provocateur. He's just a guy. He's audio wallpaper. He just reports things. Saying they're not close gives you a completely different vibe than they are close. Right. Are close, we'd be sitting here going, well, there's the hat trick.
Yep.
Not close? Does Goff think he's worth more than...
Not close brings in the question of what were you listening to all this time when Goff is making it seem as if...
They're close.
Hey, guys... I don't like to talk money, but I'm not going anywhere for a while. You know, he's not pulling a whole apartment type of thing. He's buying a he's buying a house. He's buying a block. So, but now it looks as if, don't know.
But is it Goff who's willing?
Or the Lions?
Or do the Lions think less of Goff? See, and I'm not stating any of these as facts. We're just talking.
I don't know, David. It sounds a little bit like breaking news to me.
No, don't you dare. 248-539-9797.
But the longer this goes, it feels like it's the Lions who may be slow playing here and saying, okay, buddy, let's come down off that number a little bit. Or I know what you want, but we're not comfortable paying you this because – the Lions are showing you. If you're somebody they want, they have no problem paying you money. Look at today.
All right.
And the money that just went out, especially with Penei Sewell, who, you know, you re-upped him early because that's how valuable they deem him to be.
So let me set a scenario. Timeline-wise. They go into this season. They don't get a deal done this summer. Goff leads them to a Super Bowl. Do you care what you pay him? No. You make him the highest paid quarterback in the league. You want a Super Bowl parade down Woodward. Nobody will care. We can all die happy, right? Mm-hmm. But if Goff falters, if Goff gets hurt, if Goff doesn't get you even as far as he got you last year, you regain a little bit of leverage in that contract. Now, again, the franchise tag can be used. I don't like using it. I don't like getting in a position with my quarterback to do that. But if you're not close, this could play out in real time.
Could play out in real time, or it could be something.
Oh, I got him, David. He's scratching his head. I got him.
No, it
got him.
It could be something where maybe they just play the game, and if the deal runs out, it runs out. And especially if, let's just say, this upcoming year is not as good as last year, you know what? Maybe we just move on. And they're setting themselves up for
the deflator.
We can just move on.
248-539-9797. I'm trying to get the man paid. You're trying to run. You know what? I feel like I'm doing a show at Costa.
No. I said a long time ago. I would have just – Mike, I was going to pay him last year.
Yeah, you could have had it done. Yeah. I agree.
Last year, Daniel Jones contract, $40 million a year. That sounds cheap. That's what I want people to remember when they're thinking about St. Brown and all of this. Last year, Daniel Jones made $40 million. Mike, I'm not saying this is get on
your
skin.
You like that contract? I'll give it to you.
No. But now
– I know.
That contract looks like pennies.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're the Lions, as soon as Daniel Jones signed, you know what? Go ahead, pay him that money. And it looks – and now off – think about this. Off of the NFC title game, it looks like you got him for a steal. $40 million, and he was 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl. The longer this goes, the cost is going to get higher and higher, and I do think that maybe the Lions are like – a little bit of regret, man. We should have did this earlier because this kid wants his money and he's got every right to ask for every dime. We just don't want to pay it.
David, what do the ticket techs have to say?
Oh, just what you said, Mike. I think that Jared Goff and his agents are going to bet on himself, a la Joe Flacco.
I mean, yeah, and Flacco won a Super Bowl, had three of the best postseason games you'll ever see, and he got $100 million. Now, at the time, $100 million was a lot. But he got a massive contract.
Yeah, someone's texting in saying, I am upset hearing this news about Jared Goff for two reasons. One, he deserves his money. Two, I still have to hear from the Hendon hooker crowd.
It won't go away. Until Jared Goff is signed, it won't go away. What?
No, because
it's not funny.
No, no. You want to know why you have to hear from the Hendon Hooker crowd? Because the Lions drafted him. And you still are wondering, why did you take him? But maybe they were looking long term.
Care, I'm not doing this right now. David, read something else.
The hang up with Goff might just be not the total amount, and it may be the guarantees, guys. It may not be as far as what Schefter is reporting.
Yeah, maybe not. But when you say, hey, they're not close, and it comes from Adam Schefter, whatever it is, term, guarantee, or AAV, they're far apart on something or a multitude of things. And that's simply not the report you thought you were going to get. It just it doesn't go any further than that for me. I'm not an alarmist. I'm just surprised.
Someone else texts in says, by the time we're 2 years into the Sewell deal and the St. Brown deal, that they'll be the 10th highest paid receiver and whatever tackle, okay? This is a great deal.
Amen.
Glad David, they got it done.
Amen.
David, if I was in the studio, I'd hit the bell for that person because that's exactly what it is. I just said it. You know, Daniel Jones looked like a ridiculous amount
of
money.
Can we stop now, with the Daniel Jones mentions?
No,
Mike, please. You're breaking my chops here.
I understand. But
pick another QB. Come on.
He's the one that took the sign for $40
million. I'm aware. I live with it every day. The difference is he's not half of Jared Goff. He's terrible.
He's not. That's why I'm saying no matter what you pay Goff in a few years, it's not going to look that bad.
Just say Geno Smith or something, you know.
David, there's so many quarterbacks he could pick, but he's choosing
No, if I say Geno Smith, oh, see, you just have this love affair with Geno Smith.
Well, that's also true.
See, I can't win.
That's exactly how we set the game up.
I can't win.
All right, David, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Mike Rico, we all know how to act when the GM is an idiot. This is new and unexpected. What do we do? Help us.
No, you celebrate.
You sit back and you just thank God that you have somebody wearing your team colors in control of your team making the plays. Now, here's what you have to remember. Everything's not going to work. You're not going to get them all. You're going to let go of some free agents. You're going to let some guys go, and they're going to flourish on another team. You're going to make a draft pick, and he's going to be a bust. You're going to pass on somebody. He's going to be good. But for the most part, If Brad Holmes can hit on 65% or it's right 65% of the time, you're going to be a constant playoff team.
We still have Goff for 3 years, one contract, two franchise tags. That's about all I need from Goff. That's it, Brian in Clarkston.
Yeah, but all right, but again, all the things we talked about with Amon-Ra and Sewell. If you get into a war with your quarterback, you are actually hurting your ability to bring good players to town. You are hurting your ability in the agent community. I'm telling you, I'm not saying you pay guys when they're not worth it. That's not what we're talking about. But if you view this, that look, this guy came here, he over-delivered, and then we're going to play a bunch of games with him, and we're going to string him out with a bad rule. The franchise tag is a terrible rule. Terrible. And if you had it in your job, you wouldn't like it either. I just don't want to view it that way. I don't. I think that is really dangerous, and I think, again, go back and look at how the Washington Redskins were treated with what they did to Cousins. You'll turn your quarterback into a martyr. You'll be viewed as cheap. Mm-hmm. You'll be viewed as unappreciative. You will hurt yourself. I don't want to go down that path. I really don't. Once, if you absolutely have to, there's no scenario you do it back-to-back.
And that once is if you're close and it's like, you know what, we're going to figure this out in the next 4 or 5 months. So
right.
This will be the starting point, but we're going to keep negotiating.
Right. All right, we'll get more of the phone calls in the mix. We also have David's rumors segment and, yes, a special expanded Who Am I top of the hour. We'll get into all of it and more.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get straight to the people. Big news day, obviously. St. Brown, 4-1-20. Panay Sewell, 4-1-12. And they're not close on a contract with Jared Goff. You can unpack all of those. I think the Goff stuff is interesting. That's all I can tell you.
Good word.
It's not panic, but I don't feel great about it. Especially when they're handing out, you know, it's like the Oprah show here. You get a car and you get a car. Oh, not you.
Yeah, I don't even think of it as concerning. I think interesting is the best because Goff doesn't seem like he's panicked. When he talks, he makes it sound like this is going to happen. Now, it could be a year thing. It could be a number thing. I think in the end, it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I thought it would have been done today. The way it was going, it looked as if, you know what, let's just finish this trifecta off and bang, Jared Goff.
Let's go to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, not much. A lot of Lions contract signing. Pretty cool. And the first question, does this mean that the fifth-year option is now gone then for Sewell? Like his contract is now replaced? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty curious. Much, yeah. Yeah.
You can't
trigger that now. Yeah, no.
All right, so he's on a four-year contract starting now. Okay.
No, that's not true. Mike Garofalo is reporting that they took that fifth-year option this year, so it's technically a six-year deal.
Oh.
So they tacked it on the end of
it
and then
top.
Spread the AAV out the extra year?
Yep.
Oh, that's genius then, because now, before a ton of other tackles get signed, you have him in a great deal with. So this is okay. Yeah. All right. Then that's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. By the time you pay him again, he'll be making 50.
He'll. Yeah. So I mean, but by the time that happens, I mean, it's gonna look like a steal 2 years from now.
100%. He's cool. He's Trent Williams 2.0.
Yeah. That's fantastic. The whole Amon-Ra St. Brown bashing makes zero sense, dude. If you're a Super Bowl team with an All-Pro wide receiver, you're gonna pay him whatever he wants. Like, I'm
Hello.
Just happy we signed him. So
Amen.
I don't get. And then. I think this all but tells me they are for sure trading down tomorrow. I think he chose today for a reason. This was the splash day. Tomorrow he's trading down. And I really think this makes him more likely that, yeah, Decker's gone. They're going to draft a tackle. This is a loaded tackle draft. Trade in the second round, get a tackle. Like, I think Panay Sewell's cousin is in this draft who could be a decent – if he sits behind the right side for a year, start him next year, I think that would be perfect. You draft a tackle, get another wide out in the draft, get some defensive players. And then about Jared Goff, Rico, I completely agree with you. They botched. This is the one thing I really don't understand. I don't know why they didn't sign him before the draft last year. You had all the leverage. You could have threatened him like, oh, we'll take Anthony Richardson or whatever in this draft if you don't give us a hometown discount now. Like, if I'm Brad Holmes, I'm looking at Goff. I'm like, I brought you into this league. I saved your career again. You need to cut me some slack here. So, and you would have had all the leverage, but then the second – the draft happened, you lost all of it. So I don't know if that really is – that one really surprised me. So I'm not sure what's going on with the Goff thing. It makes me think, honestly, like, I think Hendon Hooker plays a big role in this.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to, but I think they may view him as the future quarterback because of this, to be quite honest.
That's the funny thing because they drafted him, and they took him in the third round. It's not like he was a seventh-round selection. And time we've all been wondering what is his role on this team going to be?
Because based on how everything happened, the fact that Schefter says they're far apart is what it sounded like. I think they want to just extend him for one more year or something, and then throw the reins in. This is all conjecture. This is what I'm thinking, but I love Jared Goff. I would have been ecstatic if they signed him last year or this year. But he is the type of quarterback that needs to have a great O-line in front of him. He is a pocket passer purely, and he's good when he's got it all. But when he doesn't, he is below average. I love Jared Goff. I'm just saying that's how it is. But
No. Listen, pointing out the limitations doesn't mean you don't like him. You're cool. I get it. And I just take it from somebody who's searching for a quarterback. Be careful what you wish for, guys. You know, like, is he perfect? No. Is he better than about 25 guys in this league? Yes. And that's where I just go, you know what? Don't let great be the enemy of good, man. I think you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Oh, I definitely think they can win a Super Bowl with him, but I don't want to necessarily pay more than $50 million a year because you have a team, three players on offense. Now you got half your salary committed to it, which I get. But, it'll be interesting to see
careful.
How that plays out. So I'm excited for tomorrow. Going downtown. Hope you guys are going to have a good time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you too. You too. Be safe. And look, his point about trading down in the draft, I didn't call him crazy. If you spent all this money today and you know the quarterback is out there, all right, now that these two deals are done, does it take away from moving up? Do you spread out to get a few more lottery tickets or fun coupons?
And look, I know it was a different structure then, but it was how the Patriots stayed the Patriots. They just kept trading back and trading back, getting young guys. They paid their top players, but everybody else was really getting nothing.
Can I offer you something? I know we're not in New England, and I know there's a Boston radio show here, and I don't want to offend them. The longer this goes on, the more time, and we get to look back at history. The Patriots stayed the Patriots because they had Tom Brady. Like, I used to be a big believer in the Belichick Patriot way, but the reality is we saw what it looked like without Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looked a lot like Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler's curled-up spine.
No, but the fact that you paid your top players, Gronk, and all those guys got paid, but everybody else, they would go and find a brand-new core of receivers every year. Okay, you four, gone. You four, in. And they would just do it, but it worked for them. You take care of the top, and you – and the way Holmes drafts, if you can move back and get some extra pieces now after doling out these contracts, it makes more sense.
248-539-9797. We'll get a Who Am I top of the hour. David with the rumors coming up.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's do the most embarrassing segment of the day, but it is entertaining, and it involves the draft and all of the rumors. And, David, all I ask is you best have that one about the Giants in here because, boy, howdy, the gambling markets have moved. All right, well.
Which one about the Giants?
This is time for David to embarrass his whole church. It's time for the rumors. David, can I ask you a question before we do this?
Sure.
Does your uncle who runs the church know you partake in this segment?
Yes, he does.
I'm sure he feels immense pride. All right, let's go.
I always laugh when I went on vacation and you came back with the Big Black Sack song.
Yes.
And hearing David's vocals in that song.
They were angelic.
And all of a sudden, the next week, he's in singing in the church, and they're like, Daddy, isn't that the guy that sings? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's get to the draft rumors. David, what do you got?
Rico, you're right. There's so many Giants rumors. I'm going to stick to this one rumor right here. The New York Giants have been connected with Michael Penix Jr.
Yes!
ESPN is reporting that the Giants' favorite quarterback of the 2024 class is Drake May, but if they could not get him, they can't get him. They're going after Michael Penix Jr. Your thoughts?
David, this is pure root for radio right here. I told Mike pre-show, if this happens, me and Big G are going to a Giants game. The Giants will now become my B team. We're getting Penix jerseys. What's the Giants cheer, Mike? I know the Jets is J-T-E-S. What do the Giants do?
Nothing.
G-man, that's
we lose. Listen, I will up the stakes on this. If Penix is a Giant, I will put you and G in a suite. I got a great contact. I'll get you to MetLife, which is a dump. I will make it happen. I'll just approach this from a football standpoint. If you don't take a QB at six, you don't have any other outs. You have to move back up and get Penix. The interesting thing is that little nugget he put in there. For weeks, it's been, well, the Giants are interested in JJ. And then reality is, I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. The betting odds have changed now. If the Giants don't take a wide receiver, quarterback is the second best choice. And Drake May has risen to be the favorite there, not McCarthy. So, again, what would it take for the Giants to move from 6 to 3, overwhelm the Patriots, get the Patriots out of taking a quarterback there? God only knows. Probably something I'm terrified of. But if they don't.
If they took Penix at 6.
I would throw up all over myself. Really? You're out of your mind.
Come on, man. Dude,
you're insane.
Come on, man.
You're in 6? That matches the times he's blown his knee out. Stop. Come on. You can't do it at 6. You're being provocative again.
I'm not.
You have a real problem.
This is Roof for Radio.
David,
I would be at MetLife Stadium.
I got
you. Whatever they call it.
I'm there. Listen, my word as a man, I will put you and my father in a suite. Now, I don't know if I can be there because you two slaps. I don't know if I could handle it.
Oh, man, I love watching games with Big G.
That's fine. It don't involve me. Go ahead, David.
Big G's a real Giants fan.
I'm sure your uncle is so proud, David. Go ahead.
Speaking of big and black, I'm just going to read you this here, and you tell me if you believe it can happen. Mm-hmm. Quote, the offensive tackle run in the first round is going to be wild. There's a chance that 7 tackles go in the first 32 picks. Do you believe that big black rumor?
Yes, I do. Because all scouts have said is this is one of the great offensive line classes they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get a rookie-scale tackle like the Lions have enjoyed with Sewell before today, paying him, and you lock in that control at a position that's now going to earn the better part of 30 a year, you do it. And whether it's Joe Alt or J.C. Latham or – yeah, David, I do. Lions are living proof what an offensive line can do for you. The Eagles, the Chiefs, the Ravens, all these teams that are winning. They win with the tip of the sword. You got to have an O-line. I'll say yes to that, and I'll say yes to wide receivers in the first round.
Yeah, which is why it's going to be interesting for the Lions, because if you're a team that just needs defensive players late, they're going to be there. Some guys that probably would have went top 10
which
in most years.
What Dan Campbell said is foreshadowing. They're trading down.
Yeah, and you can pick up 2 defensive players, replace Salim McNeil, possibly.
Really? Totally unnecessary.
The Broncos are desperate, guys. They want a quarterback. Here's Diana Rossini's report here. The Broncos are still interested in moving up, but there is a limit on the cost they are willing to stomach. Make no mistake, Sean Payton wants a quarterback. Most teams in the league, though, in the top 5, believe the Broncos could swing massively with a package that includes cornerback Patrick Surtain.
Oh, sign me up. Do I get Patrick Surtain to move down to 12 if I'm the Giants?
You do that?
Oh, 100%. What, are you kidding me? All day, every day.
So now would you take Penix at 12?
No.
You're just hurtful.
I'd take Michael Penix with something with a 2 in front of it.
Hey, David, let's call up Big G. He's going to fill in.
You let my dad decide. But if the Broncos are going to be giving up a player like Patrick Surtain and some draft capital, you have to listen. Look, the Broncos, to me, the problem for them is –
they're broke?
They got a lot. Well, the $50 million a year in cap penalties they're paying because of the Russ Wilson thing, they have to draft a QB. Yeah. I think they could end up being the one who forces this the most, and they take Bo Nix at 12 or something, and I'll laugh my ass off.
I mean, they need a QB, but, Mike, they're basically wimpy right now. You know, I'll gladly pay you a hamburger. I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today.
It's wimpy.
From Popeye.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Never watched Popeye.
I didn't say that. I know Popeye. I don't know who that Wimpy is.
He was the mooch.
My man, I'll Google it. Let's focus. Man. All right. Come on. David, please. You're a pastor, for God's sakes.
So, Rico, I'm going to ask you a question. Philadelphia, what school do they draft players from?
Georgia.
Georgia. There's a rumor out here that they want to move up. We talked about that before. Here's the move up. People I've talked to, this is from ESPN, believe the Eagles want to try to move up for Brock Bowers.
You know what? It's on brand. It fits. There's nobody loves Georgia outside of Kenny than the Philadelphia Eagles.
I have no remark. It'd be a nightmare. I'm tired of the Eagles destroying my football team. Please stop. I don't want to see Brock Bowers twice a year. David.
And I'm just going to end it with this one because this one is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers, according to ESPN, no running backs are expected to go in the first round. But I've spoken to scouts from multiple teams who think Michigan's Blake Corum might be the best of the bunch, and believe Jim Harbaugh's Chargers will do what it takes to assure that he reunites with his college coach.
Wouldn't shock me. He's a total weirdo and lunatic. So, yeah, go ahead. This is what happens when you hand the keys to your franchise to a lunatic. Go ahead. Go take Blake Corum up high in this draft. You enjoy that.
He's such a great player, though. Joel Klatt said he's one of the best four he's ever covered. Ever.
Joel Klatt is
He doesn't throw that out ever. Just, you know.
No. Just like he was saying how great Deion was, right? Please stop. I look, it's fine. If you took him in the fourth round, you want to add him to the mix, I'm not going to be mad about it. But you start reaching for players because you coached him and stuff. No, that's nonsense.
And those are your...
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.